您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A survey conducted by a youth committee of Fudan University in Shanghai has revealed 72% of their college girls remain single. And another interesting finding was on female students' attitude towards sex, which discloses 20% of the respondents say they would be inclined to have sex or cohabitation with their partners before marriage. So what does the survey say that you think is worth highlighting here?
Well, one highlight here is definitely if they ask the question, would you consider having premarital sex? And over half of them respond by saying it depends on the situation. And 13% said they're pretty okay with it if their boyfriends want it. And almost 7% think living together is romantic and is a way to make hearts grow fonder. While 10% said it's indecent.
Dude, no...College boy, no university male student has ever said, no, you want to have sex. Nope, I refuse. It can't be done.
Oh, I am a blushing foreigner. Are you
no
right now?
No male student has ever said that ever.
Okay, so basically...
You can bring it up in a more romantic way.
Okay.
People, let's be professional. Back to the story.
Yes, back to the story. So I think what Luo Yu cited...Actually comes from two different reports from the Fudan University. The most recent one says, you know, there's 20% of the ladies saying, or the female students saying that, yes, I do accept it. And then there's 55% saying, yeah, it depends on the situation.
All right.
So they're open to a discussion of it, and they will make a decision. So that adds up to...75% of all these female students that received this survey. So I think that's a quite interesting look at things, and the minorities are the ones that are saying, no, never. When you look at this percentage, it's very interesting to see that, at least from the female side of view, there is something going on that is at least sort of beyond my expectation. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm still very confused about if...
Okay, let's try to clear that out
if the 75% of the girls here are saying yes, they'd like to find...
What?
75% of the people in the survey...
Are open to finding
a relationship...
With the premarital sex consideration.
Yes.
Yes.
I know that 100% of the men surveyed would probably just say yes. So... I'm still failing to see why you're getting a lot of people here that are still remaining single. Because the survey statistics show that women are open to having a relationship with the opposite sex. We know that men are more likely not going to be happy with it. Why are not more people getting together and starting and becoming couples? Why are there so many singles, girls remaining single
in the
university? Now, I have a whole saga to share with you, but I will not. And, I mean, when you want something, you don't necessarily get it, right? And here in this survey, it also found that the top reason why these girls are staying single, despite wanting to be in a relationship, is because they haven't met the perfect person that they have in their heads. So,
but the singles...But the singles rate at Fudan University is staggering. 72% of the girls remain single.
I know, I find that crazy. That's the bit I can't get my head around. Because you would think if they're single and they're open to the idea of being in a relationship, it would happen. You wouldn't... The numbers, to me, just seem staggering.
It's not that simple. Because...You don't just want to be with anyone. I'm sure there are some people who are like that. But for people who look for a long-term relationship or want something a little bit more serious, you want to be with the right person.
At least you have plenty of opportunities to try out on campus. This is hands-full experience.
You can try the dating experience on campus. At the moment, all we've been able to summarize here is that college girls in Fudan University are too picky.Which is the only reason we can deduct why they're still single.
Or, I don't know it's fair to say that they're too picky when basically you're just not meeting
Come on, they're picky as the top three unit here in China.
I'm more than open to us changing it to a more appropriate word than picky, but we don't seem to have one. They want to find a partner. The guys, they want to find a partner. They're not getting together. I can't think of any other reason.
Well, there's the second reason that is busy with studies. I don't know if that is...
Don't buy that at all. Because I studied at one of the top universities in China. When I was at Tsinghua, which is a science school, all the kids there in the science classes that I knew, they were studying really, really hard for their exams. But if a pretty girl walked by, they forgot how to add and subtract. It was the same.
Yeah, there's no pretty guy that's walking by, or no attractive guy inside and out for these girls to bat their eyelashes at, probably. So that's why they're not finding someone. And what's really interesting that caught my eye here is when being asked what kind of guys are attractive, look at the women's, young women's, response here. The top three qualities are, top to bottom, number one, motivated, number two, being very humorous, and number three, being gentlemanlike. And these three qualities surpass the 学霸, so the straight A student, or I love this Chinglish translation, study overlord. It captures the essence of it. And then it surpasses good looks or even sexiness. And I think here's something that I'd like to bring to the attention of ladies. Sometimes we, okay, this is completely off topic, and you guys are going to shoot me down for this, but I have to say this to all female listeners and male listeners as well. Because the girls in China often complain that Chinese guys are just not good looking. They don't keep their appearance, and they dress badly, just not attractive. You know why? Because ladies, when you're searching for your perfect guy, you don't even list that in the top three qualities you're looking for. Do you see what I mean?
No, I keep saying, what are the qualities you're looking for? What do you think?
This shouldn't be a personal interview. We need to stick with the food on girls. So basically, you hear all this talk about you look for the less good-looking guys, and you know they're a little bit easier to handle, and they're supposed to have a better spiritual mind, be a little bit more poetic or easily to handle or whatever. But actually, that is a myth. They're just ugly. They're equally as bad. So why not go for the at least good-looking one?
Do you know, I'm not saying they're ugly. I want to say Fudan girls have been very rational when they consider having a partner.
Okay.
From my perspective, because, you know, it's to some extent, it's quite counterintuitive. Because a lot of girls might probably fall into the category of parents association, where they consider they have to pick up a very nice-looking guy.
Okay, so I don't think people are as superficial as that, as they look for one factor. It's a combined factor, and I think it's just often overlooking an important factor of the appearance, or as how attractive you are to each other, and sex could be partly in play here, and then you're not satisfied in the end. Please, Sam, you go. I see you waving your hand.
I don't believe this. I fully agree with He Yang. You're right. It's
okay,
weird.
What part do you not agree, that you agree with me?
I don't agree. I can't believe that I agree with you about this all being about looks.
Okay,
The story that He Yang just told me, it reminded me of a story an intern at the radio station once told me that has full relevance to what we're talking about. I remember once we had this American-Asian student come from the US to work here for a month doing an internship. And I asked her a question about, I was talking to her about relations in the United States and being an Asian American, how difficult it is there. And she said to me, for the girls, it's quite easy. They get on well with the local students and they're all quite happy. But for the guys, the Asian kids born who grew up in the US, they have really big trouble finding a girlfriend and finding a female partner. And I asked her why. And she said, because they've come there with their families. And their families are always pushing them to do as well as they possibly can at studying. So they don't have time to worry about their clothes or their hair or going to the gym and, you know, making themselves look presentable and being cool and having a normal kid's life. And I think that the reason I'm mentioning this story is because I think it relates exactly to this. And I think that's what a lot of kids through Fudan University have to go through. They've gone so far to get to this good university. Fudan, I think, is the third best university in China. Mm-hmm. And they're pressured so hard, they've got so much pressure to do well, that they just don't think about the simple details of what a girl likes, about being patient, understanding, good looking, good hair, a good physique.
Yeah.
And I think that's the major reason that these girls are single. I agree with her, yeah.
We're not shooting down all Asian men or Chinese guys, but it's like, it's very weird, and I think it's kind of sexist in our society that there's so much more pressure on women to look better, and there isn't such kind of pressure on men. And, okay, Luo Yu, you're looking very confused.
Yeah, I just want to say, because women want to be looking good, right? This is a common reality. They can resort to cosmetic surgery.
Men can have do a that lot too, of, but they don't
have,
do that.
They have a lot of... Yeah. But men, on most occasions, they don't have the pressure to look good, right? Whereas women do have such pressure imposed by the society and imposed by the men. You know what I mean? They can go through cosmetic surgery. They can have a lot of huge makeups. And they have to look good to some extent.
Yeah, but you could argue that men should...
And also because
pressure.
That when it comes to physical development, they mature much faster than men. So when in college, you know, especially those people compare the photos of freshmen and junior, you know, they see huge discrepancies. Girl students change tremendously in their looks.
Just back to your first point. So you think the problem is that there just isn't enough pressure in society for men to look good.
Right, because they can resort to their talent. 主要靠看才华.
But the problem is that that's partially true that men are traditionally known as the providers, but at the same time, dude, everybody wants to be with someone attractive. I've never met a man or girl in my life that said to me, Sam, can you help me find a partner? Yeah, what are you looking for? Find me the ugliest person you know. That'll be perfect. No one thinks like that. Everyone
wants
someone...
But that person could be super talented, like Luo Yu, you know. He was saying...
Why does it sound like you're trying to say something else? Like, hua li or hua?
No.
We'll forget that.
Don't read too much
into it. A very talented guy could also be very gorgeous.
Yes. Remember that, Joey. Hua Yang's face.
What?
Duh, never happens. Okay.
But I'm just saying that, you know, nobody has the expectation of, I want to find the ugliest person possible. Everybody wants to find someone that mm-hmm. they find attractive. And the more that you do to maintain yourself in terms of, you know, working out and buying clothes and that look good and all of that, it's going to help you if you're looking for a partner. And I think people should take pride in themselves. You shouldn't look good for others. You should do it for yourself. You should be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I've worked really hard to look this way, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I think that's the attitude we should have.
That's a good attitude, but it also means that you need to put in work into it, and you need to put in time, effort to keep yourself.
Why do you keep looking at Luo Yu when you say that?
No,
like you need
I
to put
wasn't
in the effort,
doing that.
Luo Yu.
I wasn't... Okay, subconsciously, I wasn't. I, okay,
but I do agree with you that Asian men generally have to look better. I mean, they can go to gym often, and they can look after themselves better.
Yeah, that would be a useful lesson for Chinese guys and men in general.